100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Ladies, when it comes to your health, convenience, and affordability matter, at CareArc, they provide comprehensive women's health services tailored to your needs, all under one roof. From regular pap tests and breast exams to contraception, prenatal care, and menopause management, they're here for you at every stage of life. And with their integrated care approach, you'll have access to a full range of services. Schedule your appointment today at CareArc.org or call 620-342-4864. CareArc, caring for you every step of the way.
KVUE News time is 8:52, which is Newsmaker 2 time today. Roger Heineken joins us. The latest Sundays at the Site presentation coming this weekend.
Roger, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a great morning.
It is a good morning, and it's a good morning to talk about your upcoming Sundays at the Site featuring Life Magazine. A lot of people have heard, I think, about some Life Magazine coverage in years past, but you're really going to highlight on this here coming up Sunday.
Yes, back in the aughts, 2000 maybe six, Life Magazine put all of their photos, published and unpublished, on Google Archive, and I knew that Life had been in Emporia on numerous occasions, and thought I'd try to search out the images and found quite a few. It's a difficult process, and so this program will be featuring a lot of the photos that. Starting in 1938 up through about 1957, represents Emporia in kind of a snapshot in time, what we look like, what people wore, a lot of focus on William Allen White, of course, and it's kind of a, we were a charming town then and we're still charming.
The charm hasn't left, huh?
That's right. So I think a lot of people would be interested in just peeking back, at a vintage Emporia and seeing what the town looked like. And so hopefully it'll be engaging. And, from 1938, there aren't many people around today who remember that time. So it's a, kind of a time capsule of Emporia.
So did Life do a good job in capturing that, Roger, do you think?
Yeah, in fact, that very first assignment was Life photographer Bernard Hoffman coming in to document the 70th birthday of William Allen White. And he was in town longer than a typical assignment. So he went to a horse auction. He went to a lodge dance, photo documenting. He got shots on the street with William Allen White engaging with the public, and it was also the Depression. So there's a number of street scenes and kind of a look at how the Depression was impacting Emporia. So I think people will find that interesting.
You know, one of the things, too, that may wind up finding interesting is not only the looks, say, at the 20s and 30s, but maybe coming back in the 1950s and seeing the changes just in that 20 to 30-year stretch.
Well, that's true. I honestly don't know how many times they came here to or the region to cover stories, but the last major photo collection I have is of Barbara White Walker's wedding in 1957 at the First Congregational Church. And so, between those 2 years, I found an early color photo of downtown Cottonwood Falls, probably from the 30s. And there's a great essay on the homecoming of three World War II veterans into the Irwin family of Neosho Rapids. We have a photo of the street in Osage City, probably from 1940-ish. It's the region more than just Emporia that we'll get to see.
Again, Roger Heineken joining us again with Sundays at the Site featuring Life Magazine and its trips to Emporia. Roger, what really stands out for you as you've kind of done the research for your presentation on Sunday? Whether it's about, you know, maybe the different snapshots or maybe a larger picture when it comes to Emporia?
Well, I think you know, Life Magazine was an East Coast magazine, and but it was covering all of the United States, and Emporia, in the minds of most Americans at that time, was kind of a quintessential small Midwestern town, and because of the main line of the Santa Fe Railroad, the East Coast photographers could easily reach Emporia to document life in the Midwest. And William Allen White helped that perception of Emporia, and it just makes sense that they would come here. And so, you know, the challenges of the Depression, the challenges of the war effort made Emporia a place to come to document that.
Well, looking forward to a very enlightening presentation coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the William Allen White Historic Site. So again, give us the rundown. Exactly when do things start, Roger, and how does this work?
Yeah, so it'll be Sunday the 25th, 2 p.m. It's a free program. The public's invited to come. Should run close to an hour. And we are open for free tours of the historic site on Sundays, and we'd encourage anyone who's never toured Red Rocks to take in the program and then tour the house following. So this is the third to the last program for our series, and we'd certainly invite everyone to come out and check in on Emporia 1938.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Roger, anything else you wanted to add here this morning?
Well, I'd just say, because we are nearing the end of our series, our next program would be September the 8th on the history of the Emporia Masonic Lodge number 12. Tyler Curtis will be presenting that. And again, we'd invite the public to the remaining programs. We'll wrap it up on the September the 22nd with Poetry at the Site. William Allen White's first book was a poetry. And as a nod to that, Kevin Rabus has facilitated an open mic reading. We have a guest poet this time with Beth Gully, who's a published poet, and she'll be featured. And that will wrap up our regular series. So come on out.
Sounds like a plan. Roger, thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Roger. Yep. Roger Heineken, that is Sundays at the Site, 2 p.m. this Sunday, Chuck.
Okay. Want to let you know that our Newsmaker 2 and Newsmaker 3 are filled for tomorrow, and we got twos that are pretty well set all the way through the middle of next week. So tomorrow we'll be joined by Humane Society of Flint Hills Board President Lori DeWinkler. There was a community meeting that was taking place on Tuesday. We'll talk about that and paths forward for the Humane Society over the next several months and maybe a couple of years. Tyler Curtis will fill the Newsmaker 3 spot at 8:40. We're not talking about his city commission side of things. We're talking about the close of the SOS Strong 2024 fundraising campaign.
Yeah. And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, Flint Hill, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:59.
At Newman Regional Health, we understand the importance of achieving healthy goals. That's why our orthopedic and